Students walked out of schools across the country yesterday demanding action on gun violence. Students at Baltimore County's Perry Hall High School were among the thousands of Maryland students who took part in the protest. Perry Hall High is in Congressman Andy Harris's district, and WIPR's John Lee reports that Harris is being challenged on his record of being a strong supporter of gun rights.
Hundreds of students streamed out of Perry Hall High, which was the site of a school shooting in 2012. They included senior Manya Kaur.
My cousins tell me every day that they're scared to go to school and they're scared to come and get an education, and that's not how it's supposed to be.
Kaur says Congress needs to take action to tighten gun laws, but Perry Hall High's Congressman Andy Harris opposes banning assault weapons like the one used to murder 17 people 1 month ago at a Florida high school. At a recent town hall in Joppa, Harris clashed with Allison Galbraith, one of the Democrats running in the party's primary for the chance to challenge him in November.
I want to know why somebody's right to an arsenal trumps my child's right to live while going to school every day.
After the applause died down, Harris gave his answer.
Second Amendment.
Galbraith says most people support common-sense gun laws, even in the conservative 1st District, which includes the Eastern Shore and parts of Carroll, Harford, and Baltimore counties.
I had no intention of going anywhere near this, but it came up, and I'll stand with the students any day of the week. They deserve for adults to support them. They're scared. I understand it. I was a junior in high school when Columbine happened. We've had 20 years of gun deaths, and nothing has been done about it.
Harris declined multiple requests to be interviewed for this story, but at that same town hall, Harris defended his position. In a recording of the town hall made by the Baltimore Sun, Harris said the founders put the Second Amendment in place to provide defense from enemies of the state, including governments.
My parents came from Eastern Europe, from communist countries, where in the last century, where 70 years ago, they took the guns away from people. In communist nations, a average person can't have, only the government can have a gun.
Harris is Maryland's only Republican congressman. He also is the only one who receives money from the National Rifle Association. According to the Center for Responsive Politics, a nonpartisan research group, Harris has collected around $22,000 from the NRA since 2008, $1,500 of that this year. Washington College political science professor Melissa Deckman says that NRA backing helps to shore up Harris's conservative reputation.
He's probably likely to wear that as a badge of honor. and which is counter to the narrative we often see on TV right now with respect to guns. But I think that Andy Harris getting money from the NRA and having a strong A rating from the NRA actually benefits him.
During redistricting, Democrats packed the 1st District with Republicans, taking conservative voters out of other districts to make them more winnable. 2 years ago, Harris won with 67% of the vote. Deckman says it will be difficult to unseat Harris, but she adds it may be a more competitive year if this shapes up to be a wave election year for the Democrats.
What I found interesting about this Trump presidency and what I would maybe call the Trump effect is that you have really inspired a lot of political activism on the left or the left of center.
So much so that half a dozen Democrats, including Galbraith, are vying for the party's nomination to take on Harris in the fall. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.